弟兄姊妹，让我们听神的道语，先让我们同心的祷告。让我们听神的道语，先让我们同心祷告。亲爱父神，多谢你再次让到我们回到你的说话，让我们真的可以有机会去认识怎样做一个真真正正合乎主心意的基督徒。求天父你继续的帮助我们每一个，让我们能够透过你的灵去真係帶領我哋去明白，並且真係願意專心仰望、緊守、遵行主你嘅吩咐。求主你與我同在。我們親愛父神，感謝你，再次讓我們能夠有這個機會，有這個機會能夠打開你的說話，一同來到讀。求你的聖靈真的幫助我們，好使我們不單只聽，但是同樣我們能夠學得怎麼樣來行主你的道理。我们也很求你帮助我们，能够把我们生命真的好好建造在主你的说话这个磐石的上面，很求你的帮助。Heavenly Father, thanks once again that you give us this opportunity to open the Bible and to think and then to read and learn together about the meaning of the word that you want us to know how to become a good follower and also as your sons and daughters. So please.Let Holy Spirit guide us throughout this time, and we are not only looking for something new, we are also looking for something that we can enforce our spiritual life based on the foundation of your word. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 今天想跟大家去讲一个题目，关于教仔的。
今天跟大家讲的题目呢，是如何教导你的子女。
So today I want to lead you guys to think about a topic talking about how to teach your kids. Okay. 最近呢就有一句咁嘅流行用语系谈论到养育儿女嘅。
最近有个流行用语呢，就讲到如何去教育孩子。
我都系由电视剧嗰度学翻嚟嘅啫。
我都是从电视剧当中学来的。
嗰句说话就叫做要割禾就要先弯腰，系嘛？
这句流行语呢，据说要割庄稼呢，就要先弯腰。
So if you need to get harvest from the field, first of all, you need to know how to bow down first.
就说你要学会呢，先放低你的身段。
其实养育这个题目呢，是一个很重要的题目。
其实养育这个题目呢，是个非常重要的题目。
神对他的仆人，对他的儿女，同样都是一个养育的过程。
神对他的子女和他的仆人呢，都是一个养育的过程。
但养育呢，真是很不容易。
但是养育呢，非常不容易。
其实做教会的牧者，也都是养育信徒。
其实呢，作为教会的牧者呢，也是养育信徒。
或者讲得准确少少咧，就是帮手去养育信徒啫。
说得比较准确些呢，就是帮助主去养育他的信徒。
神俾咗个差命我哋去好好嘅去教导信徒认识神嘅说话。
神给了一个使命呢，就是好好地去教导和领会神的话语。
但系系一个唔容易嘅工作。
这是一个非常不容易的工作。
所以教仔教女一样。
就如同你教导子女一样，
好攞你命嘅，
非常要你的命。
喺啱啱上个礼拜就有边咁嘅新闻，
上个礼拜呢有这么一则新闻，
讲及于有一个细路仔点样对佢嘅妈妈，
讲一个孩子呢如何对待他的母亲。
So you know, as a pastor, God delegate us to pastor a church or a congregation. This is not an easy job, you know.It's a tough job, just like parents, when they try to provide all kinds of parenting skills, practice the parenting skills at home. It's tough, and I just learned a new last week. 这个故事，这一单新闻是讲什么呢？
这新闻是讲些什么呢？
是谈论到在美国的侯斯顿这个城市。
是讲在美国的休斯顿这个城市。
就是一个年轻人。
有一个年轻人。
他的名字就叫做文哈斯，
他的名字呢叫曼哈斯，
17岁，
十七岁，
他呢就用了4000元，
他用了4000块钱，
就请了一个同学18岁，
他请了一个同学呢18岁，
就去杀死了他的妈妈，
就杀死了他的母亲。
咁我好多，佢就後尾被捕啦。
然后呢，最后被捕了。
啲警察就去問查問佢啦。
警察在审问他，
點解你要去用4000蚊買兇殺你媽媽呢？
他说：“你为什么要花了4000块钱买凶杀你母亲呢
佢就咁樣講啦。
？”当时这么回答的，
冇乜特別嘅，
没什么特别
我
的。
好唔中意我媽媽管教我。
我不喜欢我母亲管教我。
咁嗰個警察就話：你媽媽好辛苦養大你嘅喎。
警察说：“你母亲非常辛苦的养育
你活喺一個單親家庭嘅裏邊，
你活在一个这个单亲的家庭当中。
你媽媽先至係40多歲，
你母亲呢才40多岁，
佢係一個單親媽媽。
她是一个单亲的母
你
亲。
爸爸已經離開咗啦，
你父亲呢已经离开了。
而佢每日要需要工作14個鐘頭先至賺夠錢翻嚟養你。
他每天呢必须工作14个小时才能赚钱来养活你。
你點解話佢管教你，你唔中意呢？
你如何觉得他管教你不中意呢？
話我係唔中意啊，
他说我就是不喜欢，
我就係唔中意咯。
我就是不喜欢咯。
咁佢話個警察問佢：咁你媽媽管教你啲乜嘢嘢呢？
他警察就问他，这个你母亲管教你哪些方面呢？
佢3樣嘢啫，佢管
他说三件事情。
第一件事
第一件事
就係叫我做好每日要做嘅功課。
就是要求我做好每天要做的功课。
第二樣嘢呢，
第二件事呢，
就係屋企嘅有啲家頭細務，你請你幫手去做。
就是家里的一些小的一些家务事呢，请你帮助去做。
第三，
第三，
佢就係要求我唔好揸快車同埋準時翻屋企。
就是要求我呢，不要开快车，同时呢，准时回到家中。
我唔知你哋有冇咁樣管你啲細路啊？
我不知道你们是否有这样来管教你的
嚴
孩
格上
子。
嚟講，我都管足佢哋呢3樣嘢㗎啦。
严格上来说呢，我都管足了这三项事情
佢
给
未
我
揸
孩子。
車啫，
我的孩子没有还没
不
开
過
车。
我就唔會容許我啲細路仔去同學屋企過夜。
但是我就不喜欢我的孩子呢，到他的同学家去过夜。
你哋唔信呢，你可以俾佢過夜，不過過咗之後，第日會過成點呢？就我見得太多唔好嘅例子㗎啦。
你们如果不信呢，可以让孩子去过夜。一旦过了夜之后呢，发生什么事情就不知
佢話
道。
就係因為佢管我呢3樣，我好唔中意。
那个孩子说呢，就是因为我母亲管我这3样事情，我不喜欢。
於是乎，我咪揾個同學，
于是呢，我就找了一个同学，
揾4000蚊請佢做殺手。
花了四千块钱
咁，
用他做杀手。
然後我就要引用阿湯泉嗰句啦。
然后呢，我就要引用
湯
湯传道的一
泉
句
我
话。
都講我應該冇乜問題。
汤传道都讲应该没问题，
就懟冧佢，
就打死他，等于啦哈，杀死他，
插死佢。
就是杀死他。
呢3樣嘢個管教嘅好處係邊個得到呢？
这三件事情管教的好处谁得到呢？
係咪佢媽媽得到呢？
是他母亲吗？
唔係，
不是。
佢媽媽喺外邊工作14個鐘頭翻嚟，我諗除咗煮飯俾佢食之外，就瞓覺嘅啫。
他母亲在外面工作14个小时，回来只有做饭给他吃，然后睡觉，
冇娛樂，
没有任何的娱乐，
全部嘅好處都係佢，
全部的好处呢都是他
賺
的，
錢養佢，
赚钱养活他，
然後使到佢有供書教學嘅機會，
让他有时间这个读书。
讀書好貴嘅，而家
读书非常贵的。
而家我都唔係幾想讀書，因為點解太貴。
我都不想读书，因为太贵了。
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
全部嘅好處都係佢嘅，
全部的好处都是他得
但係佢
到。
要點啊？於冧佢，整死佢嘛？
所以他要杀死他母亲。
呢個係咩世界呢？
这是一个什么样的世界呢？
今日好多時候，我哋都見到世界就係咁嘅情況。
今天在世界上，你能看到很多这样的情况。
屬靈嘅情況亦都一樣嘅噃。
属灵的情况也是这样。
好多時候，我哋冇好去教導信徒，
很多时候我没有好好的去教导
去
信
明白
徒，
神嘅説話。
去明白神的
我
说
哋
话。
只係隨便講啲嗰啲叫咩啊？安慰人嘅説話。
我们只是随便说一些安慰人的
你
话。
中意聽嘅説話，
你喜欢听的话。
信徒嘅生命冇改變。
信徒的生命没有改变，
冇更新嘅话，
没有更生的话，
佢嘅生命唔会能够继续成长噶。
他的生命呢就不会继续成长。
佢可能身量不断长大，
他可能身材呢不断的长大，
但佢个脑袋以及佢嘅灵命等同一个未信主嘅人一样。
但是他的灵命是像是一个没信主的人一样。
今天好多嘅儿童喺佢嘅家庭嘅里边就系咁嘅状态。
今天很多的儿童在他们家庭当中就这么一个情
佢哋不
况，
断长大，
他们不断的长
个
大，
脑唔大嘅，
但是呢，脑子没有大，
个人成熟嘅，
人不成熟。
谂嘢求求其其，中意做咗唔顾后果嘅。
想问题呢，就是简简单单的做事情不顾后果。
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
神好希望帮助我哋去能够有好嘅成长。
神要想帮助我们在灵命上有很好的
佢
成
明
长，
白一点，
他明白一点。
富裕好容易使人堕落嘅。
富裕呢，很容易使人堕落。
于是乎，佢有佢特别教导神儿女嘅方法。
所以呢，他有他特别的教导神的子女的方法。
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
今日呢堂信息，
今天的这堂信息，
唔单止系让我哋认识点做一个基督徒，
不单是只教导我们如何做个基督徒，
明白神点样教导我哋，
明白神如何教导
呢一堂信息，我肯定帮助你做父母嘅。
同时呢，这一堂信息呢，肯定帮到你如何做一个好的父母，
使到你点样去教导你嘅儿女，
使你呢如何去教导你的子女。
千祈唔好马不断嘅只系俾提供物质嘅供应，
使你呢不单是提供物质上的帮助给你的子女，
有时。
有时，
有限嘅物质，
有限的物质，
更加使人学会点样去严谨嘅过生活，
更加使人学会如何去严谨的过生
活。我记得我年纪细嘅时候，屋企家境唔系好富裕。
我记得我小时候的时候，家境呢不是很富裕。
所以咧，我好细个就出去执嗰啲叫做咩，接啲胶花、胶公仔翻嚟做。
所以呢，小时候呢，我会到外面接一些塑料花的一些东西加工的事情。
你知唔知啊？拎啲胶公仔翻嚟点眼睛又有。整好一件啊，整1000件，你知唔知系几钱人工啊？
你要知道，这就是加工1000件的，这个是人工是多少？
系5蚊，
只有5块钱。
但整1000件要足足一日嘅时间。
但是完成这1000件的加工呢，
以前
要花1天的时间。
5蚊唔少钱嘅。
那个时候呢，5块钱不算
小
钱。
不过我讲做呢一日嘅工作，包括有4个人去做。
但是做这1000件。必须有4个人去做一
天，做一日，
做一天，
你得1.25元，
每个人得到1.25块。
弟兄姐妹，
弟兄姐
但
妹，
我好晓得珍惜我每一样嘢。
但是我懂得珍惜我得到的每一件东西。
所以咧，我而家啲领呔呢条咧都好啲嘅，呢条大约8年到嘅啫，年期。
所以呢，我的这条领带呢用了8年多的时间。
我有一条领呔戴咗20年嘅。
我有一条领带了，用了20多年。
你唔好以为臭嘅，仲系好干净啊！我洗。
你别认为那个已经是臭，我洗得非常干净。
因为我学晓喺贫穷嘅时候、有限嘅时候去珍惜我每一样。
但是我学会了如何在贫困的家境当中学会
神就系用呢个方法嚟教佢嘅子民。
神呢就用这种方法来教育他的子民。
当神越爱我哋嘅时候，
当神越爱我们的时候，
佢就越管束我哋。
他就越管束我们，
并且去责备我哋。
同时呢，去责备我们，
指出我哋错误，
指出我们的错误，
使我能够改过成，
使我们能够改过和成长。
So today I will going to share these ideas about God how to teach us to be a good Christian and up to His standard. Hopefully this message is not only for you to understand how to become a good Christian, but at the same time, if you are parents, you can also learn through this passage to exercise your skills in parenting effectively. You know, when I'm still small and young, I'm not small, young, okay? My family is not very well in financial terms, so I need to go out to receive some job. And you know, in Hong Kong, a lot of plastic toys, they require hand painting. So I got all the toys home and then to paint all the toys. Put it together, put it in a box, and you know how much is it? $5 for 1,000 units of toys. And you know, I need to finish the job within one day by 4 people. So you will know, I only get $1.25 per day. But the whole day of work, but I treasure every penny that I can earn from it. Because of that, up till now, I still treasure everything that I can have. For example, this tie is only 8 years old. It's fine. Looks fine, right? Okay. But I have some ties, especially one. I use it almost 20 years. I still keep it in good shape. You know, my wife said, throw away. I said, no, keep it. I want it. Try and sister. If you think you can provide all the thing, the best thing to your kids, and they will become a good kid, I can tell you, God didn't take it that way. God put in another way. Let's see from this passage. 让我们再次翻回这段圣经，《生命记》第8章1至8节。
那我们就回到这个《生命记》的第8章1到10节。好，我们先看1至4节先。 我们先来看1到4节先。So
let us turn to the Bible and chapter 8 of Deuteronomy from verse 1 to 4. And first of all, we will through these four verses to see a point. Training through hardships can facilitate a pure spiritual life. Okay, let us turn to the Bible and I read it out in English. And then how about...
Okay.
Brother Peter, help us to read it from Mandarin. Okay. So here is the word of God. This entire commandment that I command you today, you must diligently observe, so that you may live and increase, and go in and occupy the land that the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Verse 2. Remember the long way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The clothes on your back did not wear out, and your feet and not swell those 40 years.
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。 你们，你也要纪念耶和华你的神，在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你内心如何肯守他的诫命不可。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
这40年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。纯金系需要经过烈火嘅重复嘅提炼，先至成能够成为真金。纯金呢，需要千锤百炼才能成为真金。驯马亦都需要由人经过长期对马嘅行为作出管束而造成。
驯马呢，也要需要人的这长期对马的管束而。 达成.
So pure gold requires raging flames to refine. Breaking a horse requires a long disciplinary management.
弟兄姐妹，尤其是驯马，一般的人怎么样去驯马呢？很多人以为驯马就像驯兽师一样。很多人认为说驯马呢就像驯兽师一样，拿住一条鞭子，鞭打一匹马。
How to break a horse? Do you think that using a whip, beating the horse, whipping the dog, the horse will listen to you? Is that this is the way? In the United States, you have more chance to ride horse, right? 怎样去驯一只马？
如何去驯服一匹马呢？
原来去驯马有一个很重要的技巧。
原来呢，驯马呢有一个非常重要的技巧，
就是要人呢去争取这个这匹马对他的信任，
使到呢只马，使得这匹马由原本依靠佢自己嘅大能大力，从原来依靠他自己本身的大能大力，
改变去听呢个骑马嘅人嘅指示，
转变成到听这个驯马人的指示。
最重要嘅係要使到只馬明白。原來呢個騎馬嘅人俾佢嘅指示係為呢只馬最大嘅益處去着想。
原來這個馴馬人對他的這個管教呢，是從他最大的利益出發。
You know how to break a horse? Basically, and it's not trying to whip the horse all the time, and then the horse will listen to you. No, The most important thing is the rider or the one to break the horse. He earns the trust of the horse. How to do it? Make sure that the horse listen to his instructions, and the horse can understand those instructions through the obedience will facilitate the best for the horse. So it means, in short, the horse trusts the person, the rider. 呢個就係最重要嘅地方。
這就是最重要的地方。
神點樣使到我哋去認定佢嘅決定？佢嘅指示係最好嘅咧。
神如何讓你去認定他的指示是最好、
so、
最正確的
does God train us to become a good Christian? It's still one key word. 苦練 humble。
就是需要你去苦練 humbling。
咩叫做苦練 ？What is the meaning of humble? This word。
什么是这个苦练和 humble 这个词的意思呢
？humble 呢个字好特别。
humble 这个字呢非常特别。
中文翻译为苦练。
中文翻译成苦练。
英文将佢翻译为叫 humble。
英文翻译成 humble。
You know humble this word have two folds of meanings。
humble 这个词呢有两个方面的意思。
第一方面嘅意思。
第一方面的意思呢？
使到你系服贴服。
直到你能够贴服和顺服。
另一个嘅意思系咩咧？
另外一个意思是什么呢？
讲出嚟就唔系几好听嘅。
讲出来不是那么好听。
可以翻为虐待。
就是虐待。
甚至系强奸。
或者是强奸。
Two folds of meaning of this word humble. In Hebrew, the word called ana.The first form of meaning is humble you. You can trust that person. Another meaning is not sounds good, but it's more or less like insult, rape, and hurt people or that person. 究竟係邊個指啫 ？What is the meaning of the word? Which meaning is much appropriate or should be the correct meaning here?When God used this word, 但当用这个动词的时候，哪个才是真正的意思呢？
当神使用这个动词的时候呢，什么才是他真正的意思呢？
弟兄姐妹，有笔的请你写低佢吓。
弟兄姐妹，如果你有笔的，请记下来。
这个是很重要的说话，我包保你毕生受用。
这是一个非常重要的话语，我保证你终生受用。
同一个字词如果有咁不同嘅意思嘅话咧，
如果同一个字词有不同的意思的话呢？
个决定就在乎于边个系嗰个动作嗰个主词啦。
这个呢，重要的在于说，这个动作的主词是哪一个
？Because we find two very opposing meanings here, right? So how to determine which meaning should be used here? It depends on the subject.When the subject is God, everything will be good. And the subject is anybody else other than God, you will know you need to put the negative meaning to these words. You will benefit from this idea when you read the Bible, okay? 弟兄姊妹，咁究竟呢度系用咩意思咧？
哎，弟兄姐妹，到底这边意思是什么呢？
所以让我哋去睇翻呢度边个做乜嘢咯喎。Let's go back to the text and see who is the subject here. 我哋睇翻喺第三节。
我们看
到。第二节。
我们来看第二节。
第二节第一次出现呢个苦练，系喺中间是要苦练你，系边个要苦练你咧？
苦练这个词呢，是在第二节的中间是讲。
第二节。
在第二节
话俾我听，原来系神。
第二节告诉我们说是神
喺旷野嗰度去苦练你。
在旷野当中呢，去苦练你。
第三节嘅里边，
第三节的里面，
亦都再次讲到边个苦练你哋咧？
也同时讲到是哪一个人苦练你？
系神，
是神
去苦练你，
去苦练你。
So based on verse 2 and 3, you can see here who is the subject. Always God is the subject.To use the verb humble, God humbles you. 弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
咁我哋就要用个正面嘅解释啦。
我们就要用一个正面的解释了。
原来神去苦练你，
原来神去苦练
系
你，
为你嘅好处去谂。
是为你的好处去着想的。
神点样去苦练以色列人呢？
神如何去苦练以色列人
佢
呢？
点样样啊？
他如何呢？
我哋睇下咯，
我们来看
第
一下
三节，
第三节，
任你饥饿，
任你饥饿，
将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿给你们吃。
将你和你列祖所不认识的玛瑙赐给你吃。
In verse three, God humbles you in what by what way? By causing hunger within you, and by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted. 弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
神饿佢哋。
神呢，就是饿他们。
God let the Israelites in hunger. Is that this is a good God? If your parents didn't cook, do you think your parents is good? So quick? Don't make the decision yet. Think about it. Okay. 但因为当你饿嘅时候，咁你就系咪去闹神呢、這个？即系我哋广东话成讲呢个就系衰神。
弟兄姐妹，当你们饿的时候呢，你们是不是就去抱怨神呢？就认为说神是一个不好的神呢？
广东话真系好啊，衰神。
衰神呢？啊？
I'm so proud of Cantonese, okay? So good. 弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
神唔系真饿佢喎，
神不是去饿他，
神俾翻啲嘢佢食噶，
神给他东西吃，
俾咗啲咩佢食啊？
给他吃些什么东西呢？
玛拿。
玛瑙。
God does not just let them in hunger, but at the same time, He provides something different. It calls manna. What is the characteristic of manna? You can learn from this text. 有啲咩特别啊？啲玛拿
有些什么特别呢？这个玛瑙，
系你同你嘅列祖都唔知佢系啲乜嘢嚟嘅。
就是你和你的祖宗呢都不知道的东西。
玛拿系乜嘢嘢啊？弟兄姊妹，
玛瑙是什么东西呢？
你唔好去谂得太过复杂嘅玛拿啊，啲饼干啊、圣餐啊，唔好谂到咁神奇吓。
你不要把这个玛瑙理解成饼干呐，或者是很神奇
玛
的东
拿喺希
西。
伯来文里边讲就系唔知系乜嘢。
玛瑙呢，在希伯来文当中呢，就是说不知是什么东
The
西。
meaning of manna in Hebrew means what is it? It means you didn't know what it is. God give you something that you didn't know. Those you looking for it, God take it away. So what are the Israelites they were looking for in the past? Can you still remember from Exodus chapter 16 and Numbers chapter 11? 你哋仲记唔记得玛拿？以色列民其实唔中意食玛拿，佢哋成日想住食乜嘢嘢嘅呢？出埃及记16章同埋民数记11章就讲得好清楚。
就是以色列民呢是不喜欢吃玛瑙的，在出埃及记16章，这个民数记11章有讲到。
佢哋好想食，讲得俗啲叫做鱼虾蟹。
他们很想吃呢，讲的简单些就是鱼虾肉。
What they are looking for? Have you checked the Bible? They're looking for meat. They're looking for fish. They're looking for vegetables, right? So many good things there in Egypt. 佢哋成日掛住去食打邊爐。對唔住，唔係打邊爐，即係我用個形象。They love hot pot, right? This is an analogy. No, not exactly. 但系因为佢哋好中意食嗰啲，神就将佢拎走晒。
他们很喜欢吃那些东西呢，神就把他们拿走。
佢哋唔知嗰啲系乜呢，就神就俾佢食啦。
他们不知道那些是什么东西呢，神就给他们
所
吃。
以好麻烦个食马啦。
所以吃mana 很麻烦，
日日都要出去執。
每天呢都要到外面去拿。
You know, when they are required to when they were required to eat mana, this is a so clumsome, this is the word. It's so annoying. You need to pick that up every day, very early in the morning. About, I'm not sure, is it 6:30? No, I don't know. How about you? 6:30? Still in the bed, right? 弟兄姊妹，好烦啊。If you need to eat manna, you need cost you a lot of time, cost you a lot of effort. Get up, get out from the bed, right? Tough, right? 好难啊，真系。
非常难的。当你吃这个 mana 的时候，
佢哋又走去求神，
他们又走去求神，
就叫神俾第啲嘢佢食。
就要神呢给他们吃一些另外的食物。
佢哋求咩？佢话求要食肉。
他们要求呢吃肉。
So they don't like God's idea, they don't like manna because what is it? They have no idea, so they ask something else. God, we need meat because we need meat for, I don't know, cooking, more tasteful. I have no idea. So God said, you didn't like what I provide to you, and you ask something else. I show you what you want. What is it? Poodles. 神就俾咗啲鵪鶉佢食。
神呢就给他们一些，就是那个鹌鹑鸟给他们吃。
我哋中国人，哎，好啦，鹌鹑咁补，系咪先
中国人就想说鹌鹑很补
？You
啊。
know Chinese love quills, okay? Love, they love it, okay? Because it's so nutrition wise, it's very good, okay? 但系个结果，what is the consequence？个结果系点样样咧？
但是那个结果是什么呢？
民数记
民数记
第11章
第11章
32、33节。
32、33节。
Go back to Numbers chapter 11, verse 32 and 33. You will realize what they got from God, the quills, and turns out what is the consequence. 佢哋有啲咩结果啊？
他们有些什么结果呢？
They were killed. 弟兄姊妹，佢哋被杀，
他们被杀了，弟兄姐妹。
食咗啲鹌鹑啊，啲鹌鹑未入口啊，未嚼嘅就已经被杀。
他们这些鹌鹑呢，还没吃到口呢，就被杀死。
你哋就会喺度问，唉，呢个神真系麻鬼烦，即系成日都搞到我哋咁头痛，我哋中意嗰啲佢唔俾。
你们可能会想说，这个神的怎么这么麻烦？我们要的你又不给，
我哋唔知嗰啲佢又俾。
我们不知道的，他又给你。
Will you complain to God that what I'm looking for it, what I like, didn't provide, and what we didn't know, which He put it right in front of us and want us to take it? Are you kidding, right? A lot of kids saying that way. Like my, no, I don't want to mention my kids, okay? They have a lot of complaints. Like when I'm young, my mom said, I'm looking for something. But she didn't fulfill my wish. And then I would say, I hate you, right? I tell you a story, even though the sermon is a little bit shorter today, but I can tell you more stories. When I'm very young, 当我好细嘅时候，
当我很小的时候，
圣诞节咧就有个传统，
圣诞节有个传统。
就平安夜瞓咗咧，第二朝你嗰只床头嗰只物就会载满礼物嘅。
就是平安夜你睡了以后呢，起来的时候呢，床头呢就会摆满了礼物。
So you know a legend that on the night of the Christmas Eve, right? You need to go to bed early. Not like right now, the people like to have party all the night, right? But in the past, the legend is go to bed as soon as possible, put a shock right beside your bed or the fireplace, and then next morning, the toys that you're looking for it, you want it, will be there, right? 我都系咁谂嘅喎。
我都是这么想的。
我记得嗰年应该系我13岁。
我记得那年我是13岁。
When I'm in age 13, I did exactly the same thing.
我呢，我做了就是完完全全按照这样做的。
我就好想有一件电子玩具，
我非常想要得到一个电子玩具。
so I want a video game when I'm eight in age 13。咁我就成晚喺度装噶啦，梗系知系阿爸买噶啦，点会咁大只蛤乸随街跳啊？
那整晚呢，他都在想呢，他肯定是父亲买
I'm
的。
pretty sure that the gifts be bought by my parents, eh? But you know what? About 4 o'clock in the morning, and I find something different, put it beside me. You know what it is? It's a big red shark. Put a lot of candy in it, and I realized a price tag still there, and the price tag said is the convenience store just right at the corner of my house. 原来我揾到一只好大嘅熊物，入边装满晒糖，而嗰个熊物上面仲贴住一个贴纸，招纸几钱，同埋我街口嗰间士多铺嘅名喺上。
最后我发现那个红色的礼物呢，装满很多糖，而且那个礼物呢，就来自于我旁边的那个方便店，同时带有价格的标签在其中，
我就好嬲啊！
我就非常的恼怒。
4点几嗰阵时
4点多的时候。
，around 4 o'clock in the morning, right? I recognize this stuff is not I looking for, and then I took that out, and hang it outside of my parents' door.
所以我就把它拿出去放在我那个，父母亲的这个
我就
门口。
拎翻只物挂喺我爸爸妈妈个房门口。你知唔知第焦点啊？我爸爸好早起身噶。6点钟起身嘅。
你知道第二天早上发生什么？我父亲很早起床，6点钟就起
You
床
know,
了。
my father, he wakes up very early, even though today, around 6 every morning, sometimes 5:30. He saw it. I put it over there. So you know what? Oh, exactly. You are ahead of me. And then you know, there is no more gift. There's a big feast in Chinese term. Give you a big torch leg and put it in hot pot to cook. This is slang, you can understand. I interpret for you. It means my father gave me a very harsh lesson. Physical discipline. Okay. 藤条炆猪肉就打咗一餐。
结果呢，我就被我父亲呢毒打了一顿。
你都毒打，
藤条加猪肉咪咪啊！
你都毒打，打嘅你都毒打。弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
你知唔知神点样去管教我哋，使我哋成长？
你知道神是如何来管教我们，使我们成长的？
佢 humble 我哋，
他苦练我
因为
们。
我哋觉得自己乜嘢都好叻啊。
我们觉得自己什么都
乜
很
嘢都
厉
好
害，
掂啊！
每个事情都能搞得定。
你以色列人，你以为自己好叻？
以色列人认为说你很厉害。
你出埃及嘅时候60几万成年人，
你出埃及的时候60几万成年人，
你以为你好叻咩？
你认为很厉害
你出到去荒漠都冇嘢食噶，
你出到荒漠呢都没东西
边
吃，
个俾你食啊？
谁供应你食物呢？
你有乜就食乜啦。
你有什么就吃什么
呢？
呢
个系我金句嚟噶，你知唔知啊？我同啲细路去旅行啊，处处都系呢一句：有乜食乜。
这是我们家的一个金句。我带我孩子去旅游的时候呢，就告诉他们说，有什么吃什
么。唔好
拣
啦吓，
没有
出到
得
嚟旅
拣，
行。
出来旅行
You know,
没有
this is
拣。
my keywords when I go out with my kids for traveling everywhere. Whatever you see, you want is available for us to eat. Just get into the restaurant, buy it, eat it. Don't make any other complaints about it. Bad or not, for sure we're not going to buy you some bad thing to eat. But this is the condition. Who provide you all the food here? Only one person can provide. God provides you manna. Eat it. If you want to make other choice, any other choices or selections will be a lower class bad choice. 弟兄姊妹，唔好喺神嘅面前去投訴揀擇，喺度神俾乜俾咗你，你就接受噶啦。
弟兄姊妹，我们不要在神面前去 抱怨，神给你什么，你就用什么。
神使到你痛，使到以色列人痛喎。
神使以色列人饥饿，
唔系虐待佢哋，
不是虐待他们，
系想佢哋好，
是想他们好。
唔好自高自大啊！
你不要自高自大，
唔好以为自己好醒啊！
你不要认为说自己很聪明，
你想醒啊？
你想聪明
你
呢？
成熟咗就醒噶啦。
你成熟了之后呢，
你
你
唔
就聪
成
明了。
熟喺度扮醒目咧，
你如果是不成熟，还在扮聪明，
最后受害咪系你？
最后受害者呢，是你。
You know, if we are not mature enough and then we make a lot of requests in front of God and we reject God's decision and God provided you know, this is called school the tongue, right?
Scoot.
God provides you whatever that He makes the decision to provide to you, take it. Don't make a complaint. Receive it because this is the best choice. This is not a low. Second choice or some other worst choice for you. Any other decision that we make and we ask turns out will be bad, but God's decision is always good. 所以弟兄姊妹，
所以弟兄姐妹，
神要苦待我哋，中文翻译得好靓，用苦练。
神要苦练我们，中文翻译得非常好。
就系话俾我听，神要改变系我哋里边呢个自高自大嘅生命。
就是说，神要改变我们内心当中那个自大自高的。
唔系只系改变外在嘅环境。
不再是，不仅是改变外在的环境。
好想我哋改变咗之后会点样样咧？
是我们改变之后。
神可以睇到喺我哋嘅里边。
神可以看到在我们的内心当中。
有神嘅说话在其中。
有神的话语在其中。
并且，我哋会行嘅。
我们会行出来，
所以第一句就马上咁讲啦。
所以第一句呢就马上这么说。
神点样样去苦练我哋？
神如何去苦练我们呢？
要俾我哋去睇到。
要让我们去看到。
佢嘅说话喺我哋嘅里边。
他的话语呢，在我们当中。
我哋会去行嘅。
我们会去实践。
So you know God humble us, why? Because He want us to be a humble person to follow His instructions, and we have His commands inside.And we will also willingly to exercise what we have learned from God. So it's not just change your appearance. God wants to change is what in your heart. 神要改变系我哋嘅生命。
神要改变我们的生命。
当改变咗我哋嘅生命之后，
当改变我们的生命之后，
我哋听到佢说话就会接受。
我们听到他的话语就会接受。
唔系只系顾住外表。
而不是只顾外表。
所以圣经第四节讲得最好好嘅。
所以圣经第四节讲得非常好。
对唔住，应该系第三节。
所以对不起，应该是第三节。
佢话人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
他说的人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So that's why in verse 3 at the end you can read in such a way he said.In order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus Christ also called these words. He didn't try to eliminate the importance of food, but you need to know and follow God's commands. 神要求的唔係話叫我哋唔好食嘢，唔係。耶穌引用呢句説話，唔係話食物唔重要，但係最重要嘅係我哋有冇聽神嘅説話。
神講的不是說你們不要吃東西，就是最重要是講要如何聽他的話。
你知唔知喺愛爾蘭有一個有一首詩？
在愛爾蘭呢有一首詩，
個作者叫 Lady Francesca View。
这个作者呢叫 Lady Francesca View，
在他有一首诗叫 To Tame a Horse 的里面他这样讲，
在一个那个诗当中就叫 To Tame a Horse， 他这么说的。
There is a poem written by Lady Francesca View， the poem the title is To Tame a Horse， she wrote this way， Whisper the creedIn his right ear on a Friday, and again in his left ear on a Wednesday. Do this weekly till he is tamed for so he will be。 中文是什么意思啊？将使徒信经在这只马的右边耳，每逢礼拜五你跟他读一次，然后每逢礼拜三的时候你在他的左边耳又读一次，你每个礼拜都这样做，终有一日他就会被顺服起上来听你的说话。
他是说，就说每……
不如我用普通话讲一遍。他说，如果我们需要把一啊个马，把它能够驯服，对不对？
驯服，对。
啊，我们要怎么样做呢？我们要把使徒信经，使徒信经，
我们要把
在每逢星期五的时候，在他右边耳朵讲一遍。然后又在星期三，每一个星期三，在他的左边耳朵再讲一遍，每一个星期都这样做，终有一天他被驯服。弟兄姐妹，
弟兄姐妹，
连使徒信经是人去总括神的说话都有这样的功效，去驯到只马。
就是连使徒信经这话的话都能驯服到马，
咁又更何况系神嘅说话咧？
更何况是神的话语呢？
You know the creed, the apostle creed is a summary by Christians, right? If this creed also has this powerful effect, what's about God's word? 弟兄姐妹，我哋点样先至能够成熟起上嚟咧？
我们如何才能成熟起来呢？
我哋从第五节至第十节里面可以睇到，
我们从第五节到第十节可以看到，
当我哋做仔女开始自己都做人父母嘅时候，我哋开始明白父母嘅心点谂。
当我们开始做父母的时候呢，我们就明白父母的心是如何想的。
One can recognize his or her parents' hearts when they become parents of their kids。除了在生理或者某些问题上面是有另作别论的之外呢，
除了就是生理和这个身体方面另作别论之外，
人真真正正能够去体会父母的心意，是最明显看到，就是当他自己要做人父母的时候，
人真正能够明白他父母的心的时候，就是当他做父母的时候。
但是今天的人是怎样呢？
就是当今的人是如何
呢？今天的人呢就不兴不喜欢跟神的设计的，
现在的人呢就不想跟从神的设计
啊。有些未婚就已经生儿子，
有的呢是未婚生子，
有些就结了婚都死都不肯生的，养猫养狗养雀养乜，你想出就养乜都得的。
有的是呢就是结婚之后不要孩子，养各种各样的宠物。
You know why now a lot of people they against the design of by God about for the human beingAs a couple, what we need to do today, this morning, yeah, Pastor Greg mentioned a word. First of all, we need to what? 生养众多 so multiply, right? 要生养众多 But now a lot of people, they didn't want it. They have baby before marriage, or after they get married, after they marry, and they didn't like any kids.But they like cats, dogs, fish, birds, whatever, but except his own kids. Why? Because they are afraid. They are afraid of their parenting role. 弟兄姐妹，
弟兄姐妹，
当一个人真的要成熟起上来，是明白父母的心呢，其实当他自己做人父母，他就会明白了。
就是说当他自己做了父母的时候，他就明白他父母的心。
从第五节到第十节。
从第五节到第十节。
From verse 5 to 10, especially in verse 5, God using a parent kid's language to explain the relationship between God and his people. He said, Know then in your heart that what did as a parent disciplines a child.So that the Lord your God disciplines you。 在这个圣经很清楚讲到，你当心里思想耶和华你的神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
这个很清楚地讲到，你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
神唔爱锡每一个信徒，佢唔会责怪你嘅，责罚你嘅。
神爱护每一个子民，他不会责罚你。
弟兄姊妹，我个女好细嘅时候翻香港，佢话阿嫲你好恶啊！
我的女呢，很小的时候回香港呢，就对她奶奶说：“我说奶奶，你很凶啊。
好，I can understand 啊。佢话好似爸爸咁嘅
”她说：“你好像我爸爸一样。
，Grandma and Papa, you two look exactly the same. You are so strict all the time and discipline us. And you know what my mother replied? It means the grandma replied. She said, because the father and I love you, so we discipline when you are wrong.
他说：“就是我和你爸爸的爱爱你，所以呢，就是管束你。
唔使广东话讲好似，咁
啊，
听节目，神都唔会责怪我哋啩。
弟兄姐妹，神都不会责怪我。
Is it God does this better job than I did or we parents did? For sure, right? 但神点样样？系咪为想虐待我哋，唔想俾我哋有好处？
神是不是要虐待我们，不想给我们好
唔系
处？
啊，你睇下从第六节至第十节讲啲乜嘢嘢？
你看看从第六节到第十节
第
讲
六
是
节
什
话
么？
只需要你谨守遵行耶和华嘅律啊诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。跟住由第七节到第十节，哇，几多好嘢啊！
就是第六节讲到说你要遵循他的诫命，然后敬畏他，然后从第七节开始你就看到很多很多的好处。
Now, you know, God give you a will give you a lot of good things. Only one requirement. Here said, verse 6, keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. And then from verse 7 up to the end of this passage, you can see a lot of good things have been given to them. 弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姐妹，
我哋嘅神对我哋真系好好嘅。
我们的神呢，对我们非常好。
佢真系好冒险，
他实际上很冒险。
冒险你嬲佢，
冒险呢，你去这个埋怨他，
甚至以为你虐待佢。
甚至认为你呢虐待他。
你记住，神做嘅嘢永远对我哋系好嘅。
你要记住，神做的事情永远对我们好
父
的。
母对我哋做嘅嘢，永远系想我哋好。
父母所做的事情呢，永
如
远
果
向
正
我们
常嗰
好。
啲吓，唔正常嗰啲另计啊。
我指的是正常的情况。
So, all the time, God does something is for our best, for our benefit. Okay? So, as long as we follow His commands, all the good things we will give it to you, or give it to us. But this is a tough job. You need to raise this relationship that you and I may misunderstand Him. We thought He gave us something bad, in fact, it's not. So, you need to understand when God does anything on us, it's for your benefit. Just like your parents, when they do something, it's always for your benefit. I'm so regret today, my daughter and my kids, my son. They need to listen to the message. All the kids there should be listening to the message. Maybe next week I will switch to that. Okay. Is it next week I will preach? Let me check. 弟兄姐妹，
弟兄姐妹，
做父母唔简单，好容易俾仔女误会。
做父母不容易，很容易被子女误会
仔女成日都觉得父母严。
子女的很经常都认为是父母太严格。
其实我哋做父母，你会明白，你做咗父母之后少咗几多娱乐。
所以做父母，你很明白，你当了父母亲之后，你少了很多的娱乐。
我成日都同我啲仔女讲，唔系因为为咗你哋啊，我用个俾你嘅哋嘅供养你哋嘅钱，可以我去都唔知去几多环全世界。
我现在跟我儿女讲，我说我用这个，就赡养你们的钱的话，可以去这个环游整个世界。
请你哋俾心机去，唔好嘥咗我哋啲钱啦。
请你们多用点心思，不要浪费了这些钱
边
财。
度有人喺呢个世界做埋啲咁顶心顶气又继续要俾落去嘅工作嘅钱，买啲咁嘅服务？今日应该冇咁嘅服务唔掂噶啦，系嘛？
应该今天这个世界的很少这种掏心掏肺的这个爱你的父母
但
这种，
父母就肯咁样为子女付出，
但是父母呢就愿意为子女付
好似
出，
我哋嘅神就肯为你哋付出，
就像我们的神愿意为我们付出一
好似
样。
我哋做牧者嘅，见到你哋做得唔好，有时我都好就住，即系就住咁讲噶啦，惊讲走你又嬲吓，
就像我们做牧者一样，有的时候看到你们的那个话，
明知你错，
明知你错，
一闹你又嬲，咁我
这
点搞呢？
个一讲你又埋怨，那我
有时都
不
冇
服
办
从。
法噶啦，神要到我哋做到传道人，就要做呢个工作。
有的时候呢就没有办法，神让我们传道人要做就要做到，
用四个字讲完，
用四个字讲完，
扑心扑命。
就是鞠躬尽瘁。
请你写
掏
写
心
下
掏
来，
肺，
让我学一下。OK，普通话学。
掏心掏肺，我的鞠躬尽瘁。
鞠躬尽瘁。OK，等一下。
弟兄姐妹，
就为咗你好处，
就是为了你们最大的利益。
我就最好噶啦，我都唔系要求啲乜嘢。
我是最好，我不求任何其他的东西。
最近我同一个童工讲，我想读书，不过学费好贵，你估佢点提我啊？
最近我跟一个童工讲，我说我想去读书，
佢
他
同
觉得
你
这
啲
样
会
贵。
友讲咪得咯，等佢奉献俾你
这个人他怎么说呢？就是给你的那个会友讲了，让他们奉献一些。
啊嘛。我做唔出啦，
我说我做不出来。
我又唔讲俾你听边个，不过你唔好估啦吓，等先。
弟兄姐妹，
好人好难做嘅，
好人很难做。
特别做神，佢对我哋嘅好处系好难做。
就是去做神给你的好处的，很难做。
有一个咁嘅成语叫狗咬吕，唔系啊，狗咬吕洞宾，不识好人心。
有一个这个成语叫做"狗咬吕洞宾，不识好人心"。
嗱，请你留意呢个故事，就唔系讲只狗咬咗个吕洞宾，跟住就唔知吕洞宾对佢好，唔系狗咬同埋吕洞宾系两个人。
请大家明白这句话的"狗咬"和"吕洞宾"呢是两回事。
嗱，相传咧呢两个好朋友，
相传呢有两个好朋友。
吕洞宾就好有钱嘅，狗咬就穷到窿，不过读书好叻。
吕洞宾呢就很有钱呢，狗咬呢就是很穷，但读书很好。
所以吕洞宾就请佢喺屋企住，供佢读书，直到佢考到功名。
就是吕洞宾呢就请他来家里住，供他读书，一直到考到功名。
但喺佢未考到功名嘅时候咧
在他没有考到功名的时
，But let
候
me
呢？
stop here. I will tell you this story. Story a little bit longer is fine, right? You will love it, this story. 咁佢未考到功名前，吕洞宾就一日就屋企门口有个人嚟提亲喎。
就是他没考到功名之前呢，在吕洞宾的家门口呢，有一个人来上门来提亲。
相闻咧，狗咬咧就佢系好靓仔嘅，
听说呢，狗咬呢是一个非常英俊的小伙子，
即系好似 Peter 啊、Greg 啊呢啲咧，即系你哋咧，所有男士咁样个靓仔嗰类
就像在座的所有男士一样。
嗰边我冇漏咗吓 ，Two beautiful men，我个 handsome man，OK，咁跟住点样样咧？佢就想提亲就话将个女嫁俾佢，个女仔都好靓。
就是提亲的这个女孩子呢，非常漂亮。
吕洞宾就为咗个朋友好，
吕洞宾呢，就为了一个朋友好。
就话唔好啦，唔好搞啲咁嘅嘢，儿女私情放埋一边先啦。
就说不，我们不做这个了，把这儿女私情放
书
一
都未
边。
读好，唔好走嚟谈情说
就是书还没读好的，先不谈那个儿女私
爱。系
情。
真嘅，呢样嘢，我见得太多死于谈情说爱，读不到业，读大学好多咁嘅 case 啊。
我看到很多呢，就是说这个儿女私情太浓，没读好书，没有从大学毕业。
最近我又見到一個想談嘅，都
我。
唔好講佢啦。咁佢，但係嗰個女仔真係好想嫁俾阿狗咬。
那个女子呢，非常想嫁给狗咬。
於是乎點樣樣咧？
于是乎，怎么样呢？
吕洞宾就同阿狗咬講：，唉，我都咁樣講晒俾你諗啦。佢話：，你決定點？佢話：好啦，我都結婚啦，梗係啦，靚仔靚女，梗係想走埋一齊啦。
然后吕洞宾就跟狗咬说："那我应该怎么办啊？"然后狗咬说："算了，我就跟他结婚吧。
系咪啊？Joe 声亦都系咁，咁 You don't think so? Tell me that. Tell you the story. 咁跟住點樣？佢話：咁結婚嗰晚，佢話我有個條件，
他说结婚那个晚上呢，有个条件。
你唔能夠同呢個新娘頭3日一齊，要我代你去做入新房。
然后他就说，他跟他那个狗咬说，结婚的头3天呢，你不能进洞房，由我来代替。
阿吕洞宾就咁样提出，啊狗咬又好唔高兴，不过都算啦，都有美人归，咁3日都系由吕洞宾喺同个新娘喺间新房。
那个狗咬想算了，要就由他去吧。说，所以头三日都是吕洞宾跟他的新娘在洞房当中。
咁个新娘呢，呢3晚呢，就喺度等啦，等到半夜就喊，好唔开心，因为吕洞宾次次入到房间呢，就唔系瞓觉噶，系走去张台度读书。
所以这个新娘呢，就等了3天晚上呢，就是等着入洞房，但是每次吕洞宾到呢，不是入洞房，而在那读书。
啊，第4日咁啊，
第四天。
狗咬入去同佢妻子一齐新房啦。
第四天呢，狗咬就入了洞房，跟他妻子呢。
咁啊，佢就问阿梁，即系呢个佢个太太就问点解前几日你发生唔系你过去呢3日做过啲乜嘢啊？
然后那个新娘就问狗咬呢，过去那3天都发生了什么事情啊？
你知啦，呢、這個狗咬頭3日都唔係自己好嬲，鬧個女人啦，係咪先？咁點解佢個太太就同我冇啊？次次阿呂洞賓入嚟都係喺度讀書，跟住都唔理我，我咪喊到攰咗咪瞓咯。
所以狗咬呢就有点误会他太太说，哎，然后那个他这个新娘子说呢，他头3天呢都是这个，吕洞宾在旁边读书呢，我就旁边困不住呢，我就睡觉了。
狗咬先至明白，原來呂洞賓對佢嘅好心。
哦，然后狗咬呢才知道说吕洞
佢
宾
最
对
初
他好
好憎阿
心，
吕洞宾，
他就很恨吕洞宾。
我娶老婆点解要俾咗个老婆你头3日？
他说我娶太太为什么要把头3天的太太让给你呢？
佢好努力读书，明白佢嗰个好友嘅心意。
从此呢，他明白吕洞宾的心意呢，就好
考
好
取
的读
功名，
书，考取了功名，
然后做咗大官，
然后呢，做了大官，
做咗好远嘅大官。
做了很远的一个大官。
后来吕洞宾屋企火烛烧咗。
然后呢，以后呢，吕洞宾的家呢被火烧了，
两公婆就搭咗间茅屋，
两个人呢，就夫妇俩呢，就
但系
搭
都
了一
好
个
难
小
挨，
屋，
搞唔掂。
但是呢，生活非常
我
的
谂
难。
起阿狗咬佢好朋友，
他就想起狗咬他这个好
谂
朋
住
友，
去揾佢帮手啦，
然后就想请
就
他
住咗
救
佢
救，
嗰度3日，
然后到他那个地方3日，
佢又唔好意思同佢讲，
都不好意思跟他这个开口
净系
求
讲自
援。
己最近屋企火烛烧咗间屋啦。
他就讲了最近自己家里那个火烧
佢又
房子，
冇讲冇钱，
他也不说没钱。
呢个朋友好好招待佢。
然后朋友这个朋友呢很好的招待
狗
他，
咬招待咗佢3日，跟住送佢走。
狗咬呢就很好的款待了吕洞宾3天，然后送他走。
远远，吕洞宾个太太见到阿吕洞宾翻嚟就话：点啊？搵到钱翻嚟啊？
吕洞宾的太太呢看到吕洞宾回来就问他说，哎，怎么样？拿到钱没有？
梗系冇啦。
吕洞宾说，当然没有啦。
佢话：唉，即系呢个都冇良心嘅人，衰人。
然后他太太说呢，那这是一个没良心的一个忘恩负义的人。
但系个太太就出嚟见吕洞宾嘅时候呢，就好开心噶。
他这个太太来出来当出来见吕洞宾的时候，非常高兴。
咁个吕洞宾话：你喊过嚟啊？
那你不是哭过了吗？
佢系啊，我以为你死咗啦。
我认为说你死掉了。
因为头先你未翻嚟之前，有人送咗副棺材入嚟，摆喺度，话写住系吕洞宾咁。
因为你没来回来之前，有人送来一个棺材，上面写着吕洞宾。
我一见到你，我几开心啊！
哎，我现在见到你，我非常开心。
吕洞宾喺呢个时候就谂啦，
吕洞宾这时候就想到，
即刻冲咗入去，
他马上冲
掀
出
开
去，
棺材，
揭开那个棺材，
喺个棺材嘅最面就有封信。
在棺材的上面呢有封
佢打
信，
开封信一睇，
他打开那封信一看，
就系原来狗咬写俾佢。
原来是狗咬写给他的。
佢话昔日你就我娶妻，你抢咗我妻头3天。
他说昔日呢，我娶妻的时候，你抢了我妻的3天。
现在你烧咗间屋，我招呼咗你3天，
现在你房子烧了，我招待了你3天。
系戏弄你，戏弄你，戏弄你。
哦，是戏弄你。
而家我 带埋晒呢一啲嘅金银财宝嚟俾你，
现在呢，我带来了这些金银财宝来给你，
证明我冇忘记过你对我嘅好意。
证明呢，我没有忘记你对我的好意。
若狗咬将成副棺材载满金银珠宝，仲跟住请埋人嚟帮佢起嗰翻身。
然后呢，他把这些金银财宝给了吕洞宾，不是帮他盖好了房子。
弟兄们，
弟兄姐妹，
你哋好，我哋会好容易误会神嘅。
我们会很容易的误会神。
有时唔知神嘅好意。
你也不知道神的好意。
我唔敢讲个个牧者都系好。
我不能说每个牧者都很好。
我琴日先去探访一个老人家，佢同我讲啲牧师好衰。
我昨天呢去看一个老人家，
我
他说
唔
呢，
承认有好多好衰嘅牧者。
我不承认有很多不好的牧者。
但亦都唔系冇好嘅牧者，我唔敢讲我好，我都系一个罪人。
但也不能说没有好的牧者。
但我唔系有咩苛求，
但是我没有什么苛
我只
求。
希望你成长，
我只希望你成
听
长，
神嘅说话，
听神的
我心
话语，
满意足，
我就心满意足了。
唔好误会神。
不要去误会
有
神，
时去指责
有时候去指
系
责，
爱你嘅缘故。
去你的缘故。
So I think Anne, Greg, and his kids were very boring in the last 15 minutes. But they didn't know what I'm talking about, right? This is a very interesting story. Have you learned about this story before? Oh, you
Yeah.
Okay. So this story is talking to two buddies, and Mr. what? Mr. Lui and Mr. Gao, okay? They're very, yeah, you said this. 女, okay.
同
Mandarin time, okay?
同哥哥。
女, Mr. Gao, whatever, put it in that way, okay? They are very good buddies, they are good friends. And you know, Mr. Liu is a very rich man, and so he always helps some people they are in some kind of difficulty, shortcomings, or lack of funds in your business. And Mr. Gao is a very good student, and he lack of money, so he can go to write the final examination to enroll what we call the government job, okay? So we need to write examinations, okay, in Chinese culture. So we love exam, okay? Do you love exams? I love exam a lot. I wrote a lot. And so they are very good friends. And Mr. Louis one day, and so at his house, ring entrance, a girl show up and ask for love. From Mr. Gao, not Mr. Lui. Because Mr. Lui he has his own wife, okay? So, but you know, Mr. Lui didn't want to bother his best friend study, so he tried to decline any offer from this lady, beautiful lady. And Mr. Gao also a very handsome man, like Joe, okay? He didn't accept it, okay? Anyway, this is his point. But you know what? But anyway, this girl loves Mr. Gao, so Mr. Lui can send her out away. So he asks Mr. Gao, "Do you want to accept this we call proposal, okay?" And this proposal is good. And Mr. Gao said, "Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's a beautiful girl, smart girl. So why not?" But Mr. Lui said, "I have only one condition. If you want to marry this girl now, fine. And you need to promise me that you keep doing your study well. And one more thing is, the first 3 nights, I need to stay with the bride, right?" Mr. Gao can't do anything, so he accepts this offer. So the first night, Mr. Lui got into the room, and the bride thought the word, and they were going to sleep together, right? But Mr. Lui did not do it in that way. He just sits in front of a table, open the book and keep reading. And so the bride keeps waiting for it until the night time. She's very mad. She's very mad, and so she starts crying, and until she's so tired and she goes to sleep, and then all 3 days like this. Okay, and the fourth night, and Mr. Gao show up at the room with the bride. And finally, the groom and the bride, the bride get together. And the groom said to the bride, "Fiercely, what have you done last 3 nights?" And the bride said, "Nothing, because your friend just got in the room and studied for 2 nights. I'm so mad at it, and turns out I kept crying, and so I'm very tired. So you see, he still work over there." So now at this time, Mr. Gao turns out understand his friend's heart. He wants him to work hard in his examination instead of bothered by something else. Okay, first of all, I don't want to say that marriage is a burden. Okay.
Oh, is that in the Bible said that?
Okay, so it turns out Mr. Gao got a very good result, become an officer, in charge of the city, and earn a lot of money, of course, right? Government officers, they earn a lot all the time, just now here in Ottawa. And one day, Mr. Louis' house burnt. Everything has gone. And you know what? They're only able to rebuild a hut. Not piece of hut. Okay? Hut, okay? And his wife and him living in that hut, very poor condition. And turns out his wife suggests, "Mr. Louis, how about you go to meet Mr. Gao, find some help? Because in the past you helped him a lot, right?" So you know what, Mr. Louis go to Mr. Gao's house, and then has a very good hospitality. But say nothing about it, even though his friend knows everything about Mr. Louis. And then he sent him back home after 3 days. Before Mr. Louis reached home, you know, and his wife waiting at the hut, and suddenly someone moved in a coffin, or casket, put it in the middle of the hut. And put the name on it, said Mr. Louis casket. And his wife, Mrs. Louis, she's very sad. And suddenly she recognized Mr. Louis shows up at the doorstep. "Oh, why are you here? I thought you die. You die already, right?" But you know, Mr. Louis said, "No, I'm still alive, but my friend, this is not a friend, bad guy. I helped him in the past, and right now he showed nothing to help me." And, you know, and this is Louis said, "So that's why I'm very sad before, because I thought you died on the journey. And right now is the coffin. Casket here, you take a look. And you know, on the top of the casket has a letter written by Mr. Tao. Said, friends. My dearest friends, Mr. Louis, in the past, you took all three first night with my wife. I'm very mad at you." You know, so sarcastic. And he said, "Now I learned everything about your condition, and I tried my best to help you. And so I locked you up in my house 3 days. And then I send someone with his casket. I think that can help you. And then at the same time, you know what? A lot of construction people show up and help them to build the house. And you know what in the casket? Jewelry. Jewelry
cash. No, they use gold and silver. Okay.
Gold and silver.
You know, we are very easy to misunderstand our friends. We sometimes also misunderstand our God. Because what God has done to us, we don't like. The manner, I hate it. But this is the best for the Israelites. They want meat, so they kill. Okay? So Brian says, pastoring is not an easy job. Right? The people didn't like you when you tell them that what they have done wrong. But you love them, so you tell them what is the cross thing. The same thing. When God does anything on you, he make the decision just take it. Because when he love you, he will show the way sometimes you can understand. As long as you can see this is God's decision, take it. Follow. This is what we can learn from this passage. Long sermon again, because long story. Not my fault. Okay. Let's have a prayer. 让我同心祷告。天父，多谢你俾我哋喺呢段圣经嘅里边睇到你对我哋嘅大爱，让我哋真系真心嘅喺主你面前仰望。好使我哋真系明白神你嘅心意。有时你嘅说话真系好难接受，我哋真系唔明白点解你要咁做。但愿我哋就系唔明白，只需要我哋知道系你嘅说话，我哋就去做。我哋唔系愚蠢，我哋唔系随便听人嘅说话。我哋是看到圣经里面你的教训，所以恳求主你让我们有一个对神你的说话 的委身，不是随便去听任何一个人的说话，而是我们真真确确的去在圣经里面找到读到主你的说话，我们就谨守进行。我亲爱的父神，感谢你给我们能够从这一段圣经里面看到，原来我们的生命真的需要在神你的当中蒙神你的带领。有的时候我们看到主你的说话真是我们不能够明白的，很困难了解为什么你要我们这样做，但是原来我们明白的时候，神你的说话总是对我们有最大的益处。主啊，求你帮助我们有智慧，我们不是随便听人的说话，我们真是需要能够很确实在神你说话里面读到什么，来到神府来时，求你的帮助。Our Heavenly Father, thanks that you give us this precious time, let us to review what you have say in what you have said in this passage. We do need to follow your commands closely. We should not just listen to anybody say it, because even though pastors can be wrong, so please help us to read your text from the Bible directly and understand through what we can read from the text and follow closely with the word that you have commanded us to do in the Bible. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.